Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? There's so much victory in this church today. There's so much victory in this house. God is worthy. God is good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Nice. I'm so thankful for you and to be in the house of the Lord. God is so great, and there's so many that I would want to call out, but just thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. Y'all are powerful. Hallelujah. That's all I can say. Amen. There's a fire of the Lord in this house, and I'm so thankful for that. Praise God. And I have my notes up, was looking at them, and touched something, and they went away for a second, but they're back. Praise the Lord. But let's look at 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 25, and we'll be going down to verse 33. Praise God. And I enjoyed, was able to go to have a service of youth camp last couple nights. Last night especially was very powerful and blessed and touched me, and I know the young people are being blessed as well. Amen. Thank you for your efforts for that. Praise God. And there's always sterling faithful that are there. Amen. Elders in the house. And as a leader of that, that was always comforting to see those faces there of the elders in the place. Amen. Provides an authority and a strength. Praise God. And so thankful for my mom and her faithfulness. Amen. And thankful for everybody that's here, especially my wife. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25 says, "And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it, until a donkey's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, Help my lord, O king. And he said, If Jehovah do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press, which of course are empty. And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And that was the wrong question, wasn't it? Amen. You have those folks that you come across, amen, and you think, why did I just ask how you're doing? Amen. You know you got to clean out the rest of your schedule. You're going to be here all day. Praise God. Whence shall I help thee? What aileth thee? And she answered, This woman said unto me, Give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we went into, that's a covenant, agreement. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, Give thy son that we may eat him. And she hath hid her son. And it came to pass when the king heard the words of the woman, Amen. Remember, Solomon said, let's go ahead and rent the baby in half, knowing in the wisdom that mama's going to speak up. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful for mamas around here that say, I'm going to starve to death. Amen. Before I'm losing my kid. Hallelujah. Praise God. It'll be over my dead praying body. Dead praying and fasting body. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Solomon said, let's rent the kid. And the real mom stood up. At this point, when you have these women, you just rent your clothes. Amen. And he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. I don't know why that's funny, but it just is funny. He's hiding his sackcloth over his kingly robes, because we have no answer. Verse 31, that he said, God, do so more and also to me if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day. Amen. So I'm going to go kill the prophet. Hallelujah. Verse 32 says, but Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, See ye how this son of a murderer has sent to take away mine head. Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? The king's coming behind him. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, "Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer?" Amen. And I love that just train wreck of English language that's so rich, it's way above my head. Praise God. But what's happening, according to other translations, is the king speaks up and said, "Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer?" And I know that what, we would say why, but I'm going to keep it at what. And I'm going to ask the question, is there a what for my wait? Hallelujah. Is there going to be some substance? Is there going to be something for me waiting on God? Is there a what for my wait? Would you cry out to him now? Jesus, I glorify your name, Lord. I lift you up, God. I pray your holy anointing, God, upon your word, Lord. And God, help me, Lord Jesus, so incapable of myself, God. I must have your help, O Lord. Must come and have you all in this word today, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, praise God. And go ahead and turn to your neighbor and say, is there going to be a what for my wait? Hallelujah. Praise God. And you may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you to the ministers that are here. Praise God. God bless you. Is there a what for my wait? And we're looking at W-A-I-T, amen. But if you've lived for God, amen, and you've acted in faith, you've probably picked up some W-E-I-G-H-T, amen. Praise God. Mark chapter 2 and verse 3 says that four men are carrying the paralytic man. And the question is, as we're trying to get through the press, amen, and now we're going to climb up the roof, hallelujah, going to climb up to the roof. Is there going to be a what for my wait? Amen. I'm acting in faith. I'm doing the best I can. My grip's giving out. Hallelujah. It's not easy to carry. Amen. Hallelujah. When Melina's cousin Keegan was paralyzed in an accident years ago, we lost a young man at school and other lives were changed. You'll see the sign out there. Around mile 69, friends of Tom Davis, he was lost in that. But Keegan was paralyzed, young, strong, amen. And I found out as I tried to help carry his wheelchair a time or two, amen, that it's heavy and it's hard. Hallelujah. And these fellas are just trying to get unto the Lord. And they're asking, is there going to be a what? Hallelujah. You look at Joseph, amen, in Potiphar's house. And he's tempted by his boss's wife day after day. And for maintaining his integrity, he is thrown into prison. For maintaining his purity. For refusing to give way to lust. Refusing to give way to that image and make a reality of that. Is there a what for my wait? Mary is told by the prophet Simeon in Luke chapter 2 and verse 35. It's told her that a sword of deep sorrow shall pierce through thy soul also. Amen. There is going to be a deep sorrow that's going to come over you. And so we find her, amen, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 14, one of my favorite scriptures. It says they're all in one accord praying, amen. And it's Mary, the mother of Jesus, is there. And she's waiting upon the Holy Ghost. And there's something inside of her that says, I refuse to leave. Hallelujah. Because there's going to be a what? For my wait. Hallelujah. There's going to be something that takes away this deep sorrow. There's going to be a healing that takes place within me. Hallelujah. There was a certain woman, praise God, that said she had an issue of blood. And you know how many years, would you say it out loud? 12 years. Had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had. and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And they start speaking about Jesus of Nazareth, amen. And some just crazy faith comes over her, hallelujah, that believes, I've been struggling for these 12 years, amen, but I just need a piece of those clothes, hallelujah. I believe power is in even the clothes of this Jesus. And there's going to be some what? Hallelujah, for my weight. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? And there was a great famine in Samaria, and they besieged it. Here come the Syrians, until that donkey's head was sold for about $50. Amen. I doubt it was frozen and refrigerated. Amen. You take a fresh moose's head, there's going to be tons of meat in there. Amen. And a deer's head, even our little deer's head will have tons of meat in it. And you could cook it, and I bet it would be fine. Amen. But I'm not talking about a fresh head today. Amen. We're talking about a head that's been there with the flies. Amen. It's probably got some other flies or maybe laying some eggs. And I'm not sure what happens after that. We don't need to even think about it. Amen. But for $50, you can buy yourself that treat. Amen. And when the donkey's head is for $50, you don't want to know what they're selling for $3, Brother Aaron. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Elisha, in the midst of this severe famine, 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 1, amen. Do you have some room for the word of God in your life? There's something powerful about when you're just living in a helpless famine, amen. The word of God just says, let me infiltrate the situation. Praise God. When I was living in desolation and in sin, amen, I'm thankful for a word that could come into my life and shake everything up, amen, and say there's going to be fruit, hallelujah. There's going to be salvation. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so Elisha says, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure, about 2 gallons, of fine flour be sold for $1, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. And then it says in verse 2 that the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, Elisha replying, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. The king is leaning on a lack. It's the one he's leaning upon, and there's a lack of faith. He couldn't receive a word from God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is heard comes through preaching, amen. And what is delivered through preaching, what happens when you begin to hear the word of God, is faith begins to rise up within you, hallelujah. But sometimes we're leaning on the things of this world, and they can't receive the word of God. The word of God is foolishness to this world. And there's a lack that is there. But I love Jeremiah in the midst of spiritual famine. Scripture says he lived in Jeremiah 15 and verse 15. It says, when thy words were found. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jeremiah found some words. When I found them, I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Hallelujah. When I'm living my life, maybe there's some word that makes me uncomfortable. There's some word that steps on my toes and tells me you've got to change some things. Because it's a parent that corrects you, isn't it? It's a loving parent that corrects you. If your father isn't correcting you, then you're something else. Amen. That's not a polite word to say. Praise God.
But when you're in relationship with your heavenly Father and He loves you, He wants to correct you. Amen. And Jeremiah says when it's a correcting word or a word of joy, no matter what the word was, hallelujah, I did eat it and I rejoiced in it. Go ahead, Pastor. Step on my toes. I'm going to rejoice in it. You've given me another word. Hallelujah. Pastor, show me something else out of Scripture. And I may got to get rid of something in my life. Praise God. I'm going to rejoice in it. Hallelujah. I've gotten another word. Amen. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to digest it. Amen. It's the saving of my soul, the Word of God. Hallelujah. So appreciative of individuals that receive a word and that's all they need. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hannah's before the Lord. She's acting radical. Amen. Her mouth's moving and she's worshiping kind of funny. She's bringing a supplication that looks odd. Hallelujah. I so enjoyed this worship that was taking place up here. Amen. Oh, there was something communicated there of some kind of victory. Hallelujah. Oh, there's some kind of glory, hallelujah, that's communicated by the radical worshipers of God. And in her supplication, in her desire, amen, she got extreme. And Scripture says she even, amen, got a bit of a carnal priest to start to feel God, hallelujah. And he said, Lord, have mercy, amen. Verse 17, he says, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. She's dying to have a kid. Amen. And he says, go in peace. Hallelujah. And verse 18, I like. She's got no proof. Amen. And she said, it says, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. That's the power. When you get a word, hallelujah, it doesn't matter what the rest of this world says, amen. It doesn't matter what Elhannah says, praise God. It doesn't matter who's putting you down, amen. When you get a word, hallelujah, you just know everything's going to be all right. I may be living in famine. I may be dealing with this struggle and that struggle. It may be the same when I get home, but I got a peace because I got a word of God. There's just a comfort to my heart, Brother Lomas. There's a strength in my step. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Huertas, my associate pastor, had an awful miscarriage. They miscarried full term and delivered the baby almost completely intact. And it was stillborn. Amen. And just had that awful sorrow and that scarring situation. Amen. And we're praying, hallelujah, for this family that's dealing with that. Amen. It's so painful. Hallelujah. But there is a God of all comfort. Hallelujah. But they conceived 8 years ago. And there, of course, was that anxiety that was there. And there was spotting that had begun to occur. And we were worried that God, do not let them go through that same trial again. And we were praying, and I was seeking assurance, hallelujah. And I was praying with Josh Herring, and I told him, if you hear anything about this from God, let me know. And he gave me the report. He said, she's going to be fine, hallelujah. So I passed that on to the Huertas, and as they're going through the pregnancy, I asked Brother Victor, how are you feeling? Amen. How's everything going? And he said, well, when you told me that word from your friend, amen, he said, I stopped worrying about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you get a word, hallelujah, from the Lord, you can rely upon Him. Amen. His word is forever settled. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says they came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you can meet their, you'll meet their daughter someday. Amen. She's vibrant. She's full of life. She's 8 years old. Hallelujah. Her name's Bernadine. Praise God. And they came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Hallelujah. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press. Amen. Isn't that true? They uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And I was thinking, amen, as that roof comes open, those seeking a sign may have thought they were getting one,
Oh, here it comes. Amen. Here comes the lightning bolt that we've been looking for. Hallelujah. But when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there was certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man, somebody say man. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful that he's the man, Christ Jesus? We're in a world of hurt if he's not. Praise God. Paul told Timothy there's one God and there's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So when I can't reach the holiness of God, the man, Christ Jesus, says, I got some blood. Hallelujah. I got some blood that done covered that boy. Praise God. I'm thankful for the man, Christ Jesus. Woo! Praise the Lord. And so they said, what's this man doing speaking blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And I wonder if there's somebody out there that could say nobody. Hallelujah. Nobody can forgive sins but God only. Hallelujah. That's because he's God manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. And so he explains that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Let me show you, hallelujah, that there's some power. And so he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this. I like this fashion. Hallelujah. That's the kind of fashion I'm into. Amen. Paul told Timothy, the fashions of this world pass away. Hallelujah. I like how the Lord is working. Amen. The king, the Babylonian king said, I've never seen it on this sort. Amen. The scribes are and the people are saying, we've never seen it on this fashion. Praise God. But there was some what? For the wait. Hallelujah. Joseph said, I can be a slave to my lust, or I could be termed the savior of the world by the most powerful king in the land. Hallelujah. In Genesis 41 and verse 45 lets us know that he would be given a new name. Amen. And he would save himself for what God had appointed unto him. Hallelujah. I'm thankful to our young people. Amen. And to our kids. Hallelujah. There is some what for your weight. So thankful for godly people and godly young marrieds in here, amen, that they can testify that, oh, there was something, there's an individual God had for me because I waited. He's given Asenath, the daughter of Pharaoh, and her name means belongs to her father. Sometimes the world can show us how to wait on your promise, amen. You can learn some things about living separated from the Egyptians. You know, they refused to eat with the Hebrews. Scripture indicates that Joseph would eat by himself. They wouldn't eat with him. You imagine how much celebrity Joseph had? Amen. Being termed the savior of the world. Being the savior of their area. He got a little communist, it seemed. Amen. But it seemed like he'd be a celebrity. Hallelujah. But they wouldn't eat with him. Oftentimes the world chooses more separation than the people of God. We had an issue in Ketchikan in 2020 where a florist refused to do business with a same-sex marriage that was that were getting married, refused to do the flowers, saying that's just too far. That's God's covenant. That's God's thing. Amen. You may be doing something, but it's not marriage. Hallelujah. The Lord told us, amen, that he made them male and female, and for this cause. Hallelujah. If you don't got male and female, you don't got cause for marriage. Amen. You don't have marriage. I don't know what you have, what kind of union. Amen. But it's not the godly marriage. And God invented marriage, so he can decide how it takes place. Amen. And so individuals began to protest this. And there was a lot of nastiness on social media. But oftentimes that happens when you see tweets and so forth, Brother Lamas, going out over social media. You've got people from completely different worlds. But here in Ketchikan, we're in the same world. Somebody that you speak about, you're going to see in the grocery store. Amen. You're going to be launching your boats together at some point. You're going to be doing something around each other.
But the rule of the world was followed by these individuals that said, because they've taken this stance, I must separate from them. And I remember one of the people on social media mentioning that I can't believe that this is taking place, that this florist would do this, because I love how they'll say the year. I mean, this is 2020, man. That means the word of God is amen, obsolete all of a sudden. I mean, come on. It's 2022. Man, great argument. You got me. Amen. The word has an expiration date. Amen. If it's 2030, then I've got to put it all down, Brother Jordan. I'm sorry. It's 2030. Nah, it's the same yesterday. Hallelujah. Today, forever. The word will never return void. Amen. The reason we have these suicides among that community is because no one's willing to tell them it is sin. I love you enough to let you know that it is sin. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 6. It tells us that love doesn't rejoice in wickedness. Amen. Love rejoices in the truth. It's not rejoicing in iniquity. Hallelujah. But it's like a physician that says, you've got this problem. You've got this cancer. Amen. And it doesn't matter how cute you are and how neat of a person you are. We've got to change some things. But anyways, getting back to the world. Amen. One of these people posted this and they said, well, so-and-so, aren't you friends with Dalen? Was the florist's last name? I think Heather was her first name. Or we'll just call her Heather. Amen. Aren't you friends with her? She said, oh, no, not anymore. I've unfriended her. Amen. The world separation is so much stricter than what God would have you to do. Hallelujah. But, oh, there's something special about a people that say, if it's in God's word, I want to be sanctified according to God's word. Amen. If the Lord says I'm going to be protected in it, amen, then I'm going to believe it and I'm going to follow it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Joseph waited, and he got some what? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. For his wait. Yeah. I look at Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. It says the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And that's its own message there, talking about her being found. Hallelujah. It's so sad in this world, amen, when individuals get found and you had no idea. Had no idea what they were going through. Amen. Had no idea they were a secret alcoholic or they were secretly into drugs or they gotten the pills and they were found in that state and they had overdosed and we didn't even know. But praise God for individuals that are found. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, let me be found in that way. Amen. If you do a deep dive into my life, if you do some deep detective work, if you can look at all the history of my internet, hallelujah, let me be found filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me be found in communion with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Joseph was saved. Amen. Through these words in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. Mary was saved through these words. Imagine where Joseph was at this time when they hadn't come together and she's found with child. Amen. Imagine the depression that set upon him. Imagine the pacing. Imagine the sleepless nights. Amen. He probably went, I don't know how long the process was, but he probably didn't get any shut eye throughout that time, no matter how hard he was working. Hallelujah. But he got a word that said, that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. In other words, when there's conception, there is life. Yeah. Hallelujah. God says what's conceived, amen, is what I've got a plan for. Hallelujah. Psalm 139 and verse 15 says, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in the book all my members were written. Just a few things written? No, everything is known. All my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Somebody say none of them. Praise God. We have Tobias's kids here today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's give them a hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God knew all about your life when you were conceived. Knew all your parts. Knew every freckle. Hallelujah. Knew every situation. Amen. Did see my substance when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me. Somebody say his thoughts. O God, how great is the sum of them. Amen. Let me ask that as a question. Well, Lord, how great is the sum of your thoughts towards us? Amen. Verse 18, hallelujah. Amen. You guys have some sandier beaches than we do. Praise the Lord. Think about this. If you find yourself at a beach this summer, it says, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. If you've ever been to a beach, you know that there's a lot of sand out there. Hallelujah. Next time you're walking on the beach, enjoying that squish in your toes, amen, have some sympathy towards me. We only got rocks, amen. And think about how we're breaking our feet on the rocks, amen. And think about how you're squishing your feet on those on the sand. And every step, think, that's his thoughts towards me. Oh, come on. That's his thoughts towards me. Hallelujah. There's some what for my weight. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 11 says, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost and we are cut off for our parts. And that's what was taking place, amen, through federally funded abortion. You had Planned Parenting individuals just talking about fetuses, amen, as parts. We're just stripping it. You know, this liver is going to fetch this, and this organ's going to fetch this. And I tell you what, we'll get so much for this tissue. I wonder if somebody can get excited about it being overturned. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been praying. Amen. When that got leaked, Brother Jordan, hallelujah, every prayer hour we have, every Saturday, amen, we're praying, God, help these justices to have the gumption. Let them have the courage, hallelujah, to go through with this. And it was so awesome, amen. The leaked report was 90 pages. The official report was somewhere around 110 pages, amen, where those justices said, we're going to stand up for life. Praise God. Amen. We're gonna follow. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have the courage to do what is right. Praise God. And I'm so thankful, amen, that there are pro-lifers who have been battling before I was born. Amen. And there's some what for your weight. Praise God. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. That there's some what. Amen. This is a day of rejoicing for what God has done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's just rejoice in Him again. God, move on us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you pray a prayer covering over those families right now? There's families with little kids, amen. There's assassins that have been coming against homes. Lord Jesus, by the authority of your word and the power of your name, I pray a prayer covering over every family, Lord, of these judges that were courageous enough to seek righteousness, God. I pray, Lord, your help, oh God, over each and every one of them. Jesus' name, protect, oh God. Bless them, I pray, Lord, for taking this stance. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name. And go ahead and clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. I love that word to Joseph in his time of trial. Amen. And in unspeakable anguish, letting him know that there's Jesus coming. And he shall save his people from their sins. And Joseph's thinking, he just saved my life. Hallelujah. Amen. I was about to die in this stress. Amen. In these issues. And I love how it says when he was born.
It said Joseph went over there and he named him Jesus. Hallelujah. I would that there'd be somebody in your own life. Hallelujah. You've got to give him that name. And you're saying, and when you begin to cry out that he's Jesus, you're saying, you are my salvation, God. Hallelujah. You are Jesus in my life. Praise God. Heard a preacher saying, I wish I was in a preaching house right now. Hallelujah. I say, I'm glad I'm in a preaching house right now. Praise God. I'm glad I'm in a preaching house right now where somebody knows what that name is and they say, you are my Jesus. I'm not looking anywhere else. You are my salvation. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so Jesus gave the instruction before ascending into heaven. And Luke 24 and 49 said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And I ask, is Mary, Brother Lomas, going to tarry? Hallelujah. Or is she going to say this life of living for God is just too painful? Had to watch my own son naked on a tree getting slaughtered. Amen. I got pierced through. No. Scripture says she understands. Amen. I had the Holy Ghost conceived in me once. I can't wait for it to happen again. Amen. I know what is for my weight. Amen. I'd like to think, amen, whenever anybody got a little bit discouraged, they would just look over at Mary and she's saying it's not going to be long now. But I tell you what, amen, there's going to be a flood of joy come over you that I can't even describe. I can't even explain to you what it's like to carry the Holy Ghost, to have the Holy Ghost inside of you. And they were all filled. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad it's for everybody? I don't want to live in this so long that I'm thankful, amen. I never get tired of people receiving the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Brother Jordan, you've been in this all your life. You never get tired of somebody receiving the Holy Ghost. That coming upon their life. Amen. They were all filled. Every wound healed. Every empty part filled. He's no longer my son. He's my Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The woman with the issue of blood had that just unbelievable faith. So much so that the Lord said, who touched me? I felt virtue come out of me. That's what happens when you get somebody that's just that desperate. That just comes with just a faith beyond reason. Amen. And they just believe something special is going to happen. And the Lord asks, who touched my clothes? I love that. Amen. And the disciples said, we got everybody around here and you're asking who touched you? But that wasn't his question. Amen. His question was, who touched my clothes? Who had enough belief that if you just get a hold of the hem of my garment, you don't even need to have a leg. You don't need to have a foot. You don't need to have a hand. You just got to touch the hem of my garment. Hallelujah. And Scripture says after she touched and got that feeling, she didn't leave. It can be so sad. Individuals get such a touch of God. What we've just been talking about. They show up, amen. They receive the Holy Ghost. They start speaking in tongues. And then you never see them again. Amen. But praise God for someone that says, I got to stick around. Hallelujah. This is where I got my filling. Amen. This is where I became whole. I've got to stay here. And it says she fell before him and told him all the truth. Oh, hallelujah. God isn't it just in it for, amen, a touch. A goosebump, a good feeling. He wants to know all the truth. Hallelujah. What kind of things have you gone through in your life? Amen. I want to know about it. What kind of abuse have you been through? Hallelujah. God wants to know about it because he can make you whole. She told him all about it, Thomas. Woo! Praise God. I love that. And I love that there's a what? Hallelujah. For my weight. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord,
For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, come on, be steadfast. Be unmovable. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We have Psalm 126. Such a beautiful psalm speaking of the goodness that God has provided. And it gives the promise that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. What are they saying? They're saying you're going to get some what? For your weight. Amen. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. The psalmist said in Psalm 30 and verse 11, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Amen. Hallelujah, that I might sing praises unto him and just not even stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love looking at Numbers chapter 7, verses 2 through 9, and we're almost done. Hallelujah. It says, each prince of the tribe gave an ox and gave six carts. Amen. I appreciate giving folks. It's good to be preaching to some giving folks in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. God didn't make you a prince. He didn't give you riches and that job and so forth for you to keep it for yourself. Amen. He gave it to you to be spiritually minded. Hallelujah. We're giving this to the work of the Lord. Six carts. Amen. There's wheels on them carts. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you know that wheels are just magnificent inventions? Hallelujah. I can take you out to the, probably these pews themselves. Amen. And have you start moving those. Amen. And then you have them breaking through your hands. Amen. And your back starts aching. And then some elder like Brother Ross shows up with a wheel dolly. Amen. And you're able to pick that up and start moving it on that hand truck. And he started to appreciate, thank God for wheels. Lord have mercy. Amen. I wasn't going to say anything, but I was about to cry because of the pain we were going through until the wheels showed up. Hallelujah. And so they got carts, Brother Lomas. Six carts. And he gave them unto the Levites, to every man according to his service. Hallelujah. Levites. Amen. That's the Gershonites, the Merarites. And the Kohathites, amen. Did I say them right? No, I butchered them. Praise God. Just say them however you want to say them. But there's three families. And it's given unto the Levites. Verse 7 says that the Kohathites got to watch as two wagons and four oxen were unto the sons of Gershon. Amen. Well, at least that leaves four wagons left. Surely we're going to get at least one of them. Amen. And that leaves eight oxen. They're going to hook us up with something. Hallelujah. It was given to the Levites, Brother Villa. And we be Levites. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, verse 7 says, next, that two wagons and four oxen were given unto the sons of Gershon. Or rather, I already said that. Amen. So let me go next to verse 8. Somebody said amen. Amen. The Merarites were given four wagons. And eight oxen. Imagine the Kohathites kind of watched as those wheels went on over there. Yeah. Thought, man, that'd be nice to just set something on those wheels. Praise God. But verse 9 says, unto the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonging unto them was what they should bear, was that they should bear upon their shoulders. The holy things, the atoning things, hallelujah, the worshiping things, the praising things are to be carried upon shoulders. I don't care how neat the Philistines make an oxen, or rather make a cart, hallelujah. I don't care how beautiful the oxen are. You are not to put any of the holy articles upon that. But people, hallelujah, are to bear the brunt of that. Amen. They're to carry that weight. Hallelujah. And the question being, is there going to be some what? Amen. For my wait. Scripture tells us the tragic event in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 7. When the Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act, that he would touch the ark because they had carried it improperly upon a cart. Because that's what the world had done. The world, the Philistines, who didn't know any better, had sent it on a cart. And so they used a new cart. And boy, they worshiped God and they invented new instruments. They didn't have my favorite, the sackbut, but they had castanets and a bunch of other things. I have no idea what on earth they are. Amen. But they were making a lot of noise and it was glorious. But they weren't following the word of God. Uzzah reaches out to stop the ark from falling off. And his name means strength. I'm trying to do it in my own self-righteousness. Jesus told us about man's righteousness, the reach that we're capable of reaching unto God. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 11, he says, I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Hallelujah. Why? Amen. Because it's not my merit, it's my obedience to the word of God. It's not in my righteousness. Amen. The Lord says, in order to be a part of my family, in order to be a part of the kingdom, you got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You've got to be buried in water. Hallelujah. So it's not me getting good enough for it. Amen. Not my righteousness. Not my strength. Jesus said, it's my strength. I'm going to push that back on. I'm going to settle where God goes. It's going to be my will. No, hallelujah. It's the word of God that I'm going to follow. Amen. I'm going to be buried in that name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So David did some studying. Amen. And it says that he realized that it's not in your castanets. It's not in all the instruments. It's not in the beauty of your music that you can make, amen, unto God. But it's in following his word. The Kohathites didn't get a cart because they were created to bear the weight of these holy articles, amen. But I like what it says, Mom, in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 13. It says, when those who were carrying the ark of the Lord had taken six steps. Hallelujah. He got the Kohathites, Brother Via, and he said, it's the law that you carry. Amen. You can read about the law for them in Numbers 4, 1 through 15. I love how they wrap up all the different instruments, and it always says, put staves in them. Amen. Put bars in them. Put them on the bars. Why? Because we're going to be carrying those bad boys. Hallelujah. We don't get a cart. Amen. And you don't get to touch any of them. It didn't matter what it was. They'd die if they touched it. Whether it was the ark, whether it was the candlesticks. Amen. The showbread. They couldn't touch any of it. Amen. It was all holy. They had to follow the word of God. And so now he's got the Kohathites carrying. And it says, when those who were carrying the ark of the Lord had taken six steps, that David would sacrifice a bull and a fattened calf. Hallelujah. He's helping them out. I know you might not have the fitness to carry these articles. Amen. And so what I want you to do is when we take six steps, go ahead and put it down and let's start praising God and let's sacrifice. Hallelujah. Pick it back up. Let's go another six steps. Hallelujah. And let's sacrifice again. Let's worship. Somebody get with me where I'm going. Hallelujah. In our lives, amen, it can get a little bit weary carrying the things of God. Amen. It can get difficult. Hallelujah. But that's when you got to put it down and begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. There's got to be somebody that says there's some what for my weight. Hallelujah. If the weight gets too heavy, there's probably something you need to sacrifice from your life. Hallelujah. So that we can get some more zeal within us. not here to reinvent the wheel. I'm here to reinvent your zeal. Amen. Let's get excited. Amen. I get to carry the holy articles. It's something exciting. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can't do it very long before we begin to rejoice in who God is and what God is. Stand with me. Praise God. I wonder if there's somebody that says within their heart, there's going to be some what for my weight today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Scripture says, and the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. Brother Lomas, when the blessing of God comes on, that can get dangerous. Amen. That's why the Lord said, don't use those old wineskins when you put this new wine in it. Hallelujah. When you start putting new covenant in there, man, it's going to stretch them out. They're not able to withstand the stretching that's going to take place. It's going to move you into power. It's going to move you into areas that you're not willing to receive if you're just with the old. But only put it in the new wineskins. Hallelujah. Amen. When the blessing of God comes, hallelujah, it gets dangerous being in charge of the gate. And that one that lacked the faith, amen, that one that would say there's nothing for me to receive, Scripture says he was trampled when the blessing came. So I declare unto you what Psalm 24 and verse 7 says, hallelujah, when it's speaking about the Messiah coming. When it's speaking about that Jesus that's going to come. Hallelujah. Why don't you go ahead and come forward if you're willing, if you're ready to make that dedication unto him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Psalm 24 and verse 7. Hallelujah. Ye gates, amen. Everlasting doors.
Everlasting.
Speaking about the ancient temple. Hallelujah. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Your gates aren't big enough. Hallelujah. The temple's not enough. Amen. The King of glory shall come in. That lets me know, praise the Lord, it's not enough for me to just worship as business as usual. Amen. There's something greater that wants to come in. There's a greater experience for me. Hallelujah. I don't have to worship like I've just got to live with this sickness. I got to live with this disease all the time. No, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment and I'm going to get healed. There's going to be a what? Hallelujah. For my weight. Psalm 24 and verse 6 says, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. O Jacob, just speaking about anybody that says, I'm going to seek after God. I'm in a preaching house tonight. Today, rather. I'm in a preaching house. Hallelujah. There's some people here that say there's going to be some substance. There's going to be some what for my weight. I'm willing to lift up my gates. Hallelujah. I'm willing to lift up a praise unto God. Hey, biaba sopo kotola la bakata. Speaking unto Peter, Jesus said, thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell have come against kids for some 50 odd years. Hallelujah. Overturned.
Hallelujah. Woo!
When, Brother Norm, when I first heard of that possibility, I thought, no way.
Right.
What's it about 6 years ago now? Someone said, if he starts appointing, they can overturn. I thought, mm-hmm. No way. Amen. I was like the keeper of the gate. Now let's keep everything in order now. Let's not get too excited. That's not what the psalmist says. Amen. He says the King of glory is coming. You better lift up your gates. Hallelujah. Something powerful is about to happen. That's never happened. Amen. Some things are being overturned. Hallelujah, some powers of the enemy. Why don't you lift up your voice unto God and say, God, I'm ready right now. Hallelujah.